Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Huge car bomb exploded on a busy street in Somalia's capital Mogadishu, killing at least 20, destroying several buildings. Reuters' Conway Gittins has our report.
A fiery car bomb rocking the streets of Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least 20. The blast in the Somalian capital occurring on a busy street, home to government offices, hotels, and restaurants. A Reuters eyewitness on the scene says the bomb was powerful enough to set dozens of vehicles on fire and destroy several buildings in the area. Chaos ensuing in the aftermath as soldiers fired indiscriminately and even journalists were attacked, no group claiming immediate responsibility. But attacks like these have been carried out in the past by the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is seeking to topple what is seen as a weak government in an effort to put strict Islamic rule in place.
Reuters' Conway Gittins reporting. A spokesman for Syria's militia says Islamic State fighters are expected to evacuate the city of Raqqa in a withdrawal agreement with U.S.-backed Syrian militia surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push into the city by U.S.-backed fighters aimed to retake it from the Islamic State militants. John Kerry, the former U.S. Secretary of State, has harsh criticism for President Trump's decision not to recertify that Iran is in compliance with the nuclear deal signed by the world's six powers in 2015. Iran's president said Friday the deal signed was and could not be revoked. In a nationally televised speech following Mr. Trump's remarks, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani urged all signatories to honor their commitments. This is VOA.